Do we serve a God who redeems and favors his children?
Yes, we do. In fact, we're talking about that and more. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Friends, we're so excited to be with you today, and we are glad to see, I guess, to see your faces again. That
right.
doesn't work, does it? We're going to be glad to hear your voices again. Amen.
Yes.
8777 Let's Pray is the number to call to share your prayer request.
And if this is your first time joining us, we're an interactive global community of prayer. We take live calls, connect through social media, voicemail, text messages, you name it. We are trying to connect with you in those ways. So give us a call. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is that number. It's so good to be here, Season. I'm just so excited to hear from each and every one of you who have the courage to give us a little call. We want to hear from you.
Amen. Courage is right. Yeah. Let's just tell the Lord we're grateful for him, and let's treat him like the king he is and bring our requests before him.
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen.
So, friends, if you're watching through Let's Pray Live on Facebook Live, don't forget to tell us where from where you are watching. Before going to Nehemiah for a final time today, as we continue our look at the prayers of the righteous, let's pray. Mario?
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are so grateful to be able to go through Nehemiah chapter 1 and now concluding it. And today we're talking about redemption and favor. Lord, I know, in fact, the scripture comes to mind, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We can't wait to hear the prayer requests and the praises of how you redeem and how you are redeeming us. Mm-hmm. And so we invite you here. And we ask that your Holy Spirit will take over as we commune one with another in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. So we're excited to take phone calls. I really am excited about just these two small verses in Nehemiah. We know that the Word of God is powerful.
Yes.
And so two verses really can do a lot. Mm-hmm. But two words in there, redemption and favor. I've been contemplating it quite a bit this week, and I'm just grateful for our Jesus. Mario, how's your week going?
I can't complain. I you know, and choosing not to. I think about Paul being content whether I'm abased or abound.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certainly, you know, challenges, but I'm thanking God because he is bringing us through each and every one of them. You know, sometimes you just want him to fast forward you to the final, product.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, you're going to have to make that phone call. You're going to have that headache about that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to deliver you through from them all. And I'm just grateful to him. How about you, Season?
I'm doing well this week. You know, it just feels like a standard week. I feel great. Our son is growing and is such a joy as usual.
Mm-hmm.
He's 4, so he has lots of opinions and things he likes and doesn't like.
Yeah.
But praise God, I'm seeing more of his personality come out.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for my husband, Chris, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a special family prayer request, but we'll get to that in a few.
Okay.
So let's just dive into the Word of God, friends.
Sure.
Listen, the scripture that we're going to participate with or we're going to be focusing on today are verses 10 and 11 in chapter 1 of Nehemiah. Now, you may remember we've read through that prayer a couple of times now. Feel free to go ahead and take a look at what that says and what he's been praying about. But the two verses that we're going to focus on start like this. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed, there's that word, by your great strength and your mighty hand. Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this, your servant, and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Isn't that our prayer today?
Amen.
Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king. And of course, this man, they're saying that it's King Artaxerxes. And I'm not sure if he was the first or the second. But it's the King Artaxerxes. Yeah, so he's the cupbearer to the king, giving us a little context about what he's about to do. Give me success by granting me favor.
Yeah. You know, I just see it, season. I love it because in some ways the king can represent big life challenges. Mm-hmm. It can represent a corporate opportunity. It represents something bigger than you. And you find Nehemiah in this particular portion of his prayer saying, listen, remember, God, that you had a promise to us, mm-hmm. That you're going to redeem us. Like, hey, God, remember, you know, I'm getting ready to go up against this, you know, situation that's right. beyond me.
Right.
I need your help. And I love that because here the cupbearer to the king is making this request to God about something that's bigger than him. Mm-hmm. And maybe someone today is going through something. It's bigger than you. Mm-hmm. It might be a job. It might be a disease or a diagnosis. It may be your finances. Your children may are getting ready to start school. You don't know where the tuition's going to come from. Whatever the case is, it's bigger than you, but you have the same access to God as Nehemiah, who was going before a king. And the same God is the same God for us as well.
Amen. I really appreciate that word. Is it too big for you? Yeah. Is it so big that you you need to go see the king? So here's the thing. He needed royal intervention. Amen. So he's going to the king to get access to an earthly king.
Yeah.
Imagine if he'd done it the other way around, asking that king for access to the king. Praise God that we have access to the Almighty King.
Yeah,
amen.
Straight to
so
the
it's
top.
His favor that we need to have success in front of this earthly man.
Amen.
And I just think it's so beautiful because, yes, it is bigger than us oftentimes.
Yeah.
And God's like, yeah, I know. That's why I'm the king, sweetheart. I love you. I'm your God. I'm your king. I'm here for you.
I love it.
Friends, listen, Jesus is here for us. Do we need to take it to the king? Let's do that today. Let's treat him like the king he is and believe that he can change things. He can change us. He can change circumstances if he sees fit to do so. And like Mario said, you guys, listen, whatever it is you're facing, let's take it to him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, friends, we have one caller on the line right now, and it is our dear friend Wilbert. Wilbert, welcome to Let's Pray. Welcome back. How can we pray for you today?
Well, I just want to continue this to pray that the Lord will just continue to keep me connected with him, and I want to have be like him in character, nice, kind, and humble. And I want to pray a special prayer for my sister. Her name is Lena. She has a little swelling in her foot. And pray that the Lord would just heal her from that and just continue to be with the people, everyone, during the pandemic.
Yes, sir.
And especially kids in school, that the Lord would keep everybody safe and just heal the one that's, you know, that has the COVID and just guide and lead and direct that path.
Yes, amen. Amen. Wilbert, always an encouragement. I appreciate your consistent desire for the Lord's character. And, of course, we'd be honored to pray for Lena. Please let her know that she's being prayed for by a global community that believe in the power of prayer. Amen.
Okay, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Amen. You know, season, I just feel compelled. I'm thinking about someone watching today, and maybe you know of someone who needs a community. A prayer community, some individuals who care about them, even if they don't know them personally. Well, that's us today. And you, if you've been impacted by Let's Pray and Hope Channel at large, just want to encourage you, tell somebody, you know, tell them about the Hope Channel app. Let them know about Let's Pray. We're here every Wednesday. We want to expand this community. Season and I were talking recently, and we were talking about how, you know, so many individuals are displaced with their churches right now, that maybe this was a prayer meeting night for you and you don't know, you don't have the same community. Listen, we've been here for years at this point, but we want you to know that we're not just here, we're here for you. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. Give us a call. We want to hear your voice, but also tell someone else about Let's Pray. We really feel like this is a family, and we want to extend our family. And one day we will see all of us will be around the throne of God. But until then, have them tune in. We want to know what's going on with them, and we want to walk with them in their journey as well.
Amen, amen. You know, and we are a global community. Friends that are watching on Facebook Live, we're going to come to you momentarily and lift up your prayer requests as well. If you haven't already, go to the Facebook page, like it, and don't forget that you can share this as well. And it's not us you're sharing. We're praying that it's the Father's presence and encouragement, especially during these hard times, that you'll be sharing. And as always, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. Maybe you just want to praise Jesus. Maybe this whole pandemic, all of the racial tensions that are going on, all of the illness that we're seeing, or tests or concern for children going to school right now, maybe you're celebrating that it hasn't knocked you over. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're celebrating that we've made it through today, and we feel like we've done better today than we did yesterday, in the name of Jesus. Maybe you want to celebrate. We're here for that too, friends, of course. So Mario, before we go to the phone lines, I want to mention my brother-in-law, Chad. His lovely family lives up in the Northwest. Okay. And about a block away from their property is a large fire that's broken out. And so they've asked for prayer for their community, and that they would be spared, and that wherever that fire is, that it's not burning anybody else's home as well, and that everybody would stay safe in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Wow.
Yeah. That's my request for my family.
Sure, sure. We're going to go to the phone lines. Janine, thank you for waiting. And how can we pray or praise with you?
I have both.
Okay, a prayer request and a praise report.
Yes.
All right. We want to hear it.
The praise is I'm doing better.
Great. Great. All right.
And my dentist went fine.
Okay. Was it as bad as you thought, or was it better?
No, it was good.
Good, good, good. All right. Praise God. And any other praise reports, or what about the prayer request?
My prayer request is my friend Sylvia.
Okay.
She's back in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Where it's bleeding, and they're not sure where it's coming from.
Okay. All right.
And I'm afraid this is probably her last strand.
Okay. Okay. So are they having a problem getting it under control, or is she stabilized? What's going on there?
I don't know, because when she gets out, she goes back to work, and she can't have stress or whatever.
Yeah.
And she gets her flutters. She's in the hospital.
Okay. Okay.
Well, and she doesn't have a lot of income, so that stresses her out.
Yeah. Ms. Janine, just so sorry that you're having to experience this with your friend. How long have you all been friends?
14 years.
14 years. So much, so much life together. Mm-hmm. And we are certainly going to pray that this is not her last strand. This is not her last stand, that she will recover. You know, I'm learning to hold out on hope until God, hope for what I desire until God shows me something else. I don't want to be insensitive to what you're feeling, but I'm going to hope for you tonight. Mm-hmm. We're going to hope for you tonight. And if you can just spiritually lean on Jesus, lean on us as we all lean on Jesus, you have community, Miss Janine, and we love you with the love of Christ, and that is true. And so we're going to lift you up tonight, as well as your friend Sylvia. We're going to let God have the final say on this, okay?
And I also want to say one thing.
Sure.
Those verses you said last week really helped.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you.
You're welcome. In fact, Miss Janine, we're going to go ahead and pray now, because we just want to lift you up. Father God, we thank you for your spirit that binds us with cords of love.
Yes, Lord.
And even now, God, I just have chills in my body, because my heart is going out for Miss Janine right now, God, and I wish, I really don't even know that a hug would be sufficient, but I just wish I could do more. But I'm reminded that the best thing that I can do is to partner with him, with her. The best thing we can do is to partner with her, to petition our God who is in control of everything. Lord, you cause planets to be in place, galaxies, the universe is under your command, Lord, but yet your ear bends to this request that Sylvia, this is our prayer, God, that Sylvia, that this indeed would not be her last stand, that she would be able to recover, that the doctors would understand what's going on with the bleeding, or that they may never know what it is and it just stops. Lord, we are allowing you to have, we're asking that you have the final say in this, that you put your hand over her now, Lord, and that you would heal her, that her and Miss Janine could get together and have tea, talk, cry, laugh together. This 14-year friendship, Lord, don't let it end now. We plead and we beg with you in the name of Jesus. Now, we know that we are, you know that we're submitted to your final say. But because we have not heard anything from you one way or another at this point, we are asking that you would heal her. And we thank you for your hand in this matter and for hearing and answering our prayer in faith in the name of Jesus. Be with Miss Janine. Keep her, Lord. Don't just allow her to survive, but help her to thrive, knowing that her trust is in you. May she feel your presence in a marked way this evening that allows her to get good rest so that she's up tomorrow by your grace, able to tackle a new day. And walk in victory as a result of it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends, we have another caller on the line, and we're receiving a call from Crystal in Florida. Crystal, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing okay, Miss Crystal. How about yourself?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not doing good at all. I'm in the hospital now, and I'm watching you guys on TV.
Oh, we're so grateful that you're here.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in ICU now. I've been here since August 17th with my son. I have an 11-month-year-old baby that I left with my daughter to watch. She's 13. She's a good sitter, but she left him in the bathtub. And she went to the kitchen to cook something to eat.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, sweetheart.
Cody, but she didn't think nothing of it. She just thought he was just crying, you know, like he normally does. But when she went to the bathroom, he was drowning, and she picked him up. Thank God. That's something. Told her to pick him up, and she tried to do CPR as best as she could, and then she went to the next door neighbor's house and got help.
Okay.
And I've been in two hospitals already. My son's here. They put a trach in his throat, a G-tube on the side. He's doing really good. He's not on any medication, nothing. He's moving legs and arms. But I think they said he had a little bit of brain damage. I don't know how much, but I miss my son. And I don't think I could get through it.
Miss Crystal, can we stop and pray for you right now? Oh, my goodness, dear. Oh, my goodness. Miss Crystal, I'm having a hard time understanding some of the things that you're saying, but what's coming through is... what's coming through is the love of a mother, and you are in a place where I praise Jesus for the fact that we've been able to be together in this moment right now, that you're not alone. It really is a place where you don't have to pray alone. And we, as a global community, is this your first time seeing the program?
Yes,
Yes,
ma'am. Please be encouraged, and not because we have any power, but because our Heavenly Father does. And for the fact that it's a global community, there are thousands and thousands of people that will be joining together in prayer on behalf of you and your child today in this moment. So I pray that that encourages you. And we believe that Christ has the final word for diagnoses and for words like brain damage and lasting effects. We believe that our King is the one who says has the last word. We love our doctors and nurses, and we are grateful for them. But we're going to send the rest to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So hold tight, sister. We're going to pray for you right now. Let's pray, community. I know that you pray with us, but can we join together specifically and intentionally right now on behalf of our dear sister Crystal in Florida for her 10, you said 10-month-old?
11-month-old. His name is Nova.
Nova? Is it Noah?
Nova.
Nova. N-O-B-A. Okay, I had it right the first time. Sorry about that. N-O-B-A, Nova. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Nova. Thank you, Father, Lord, that you have saved his life. Heavenly Father, thank you for the way that you are ministering to the young lady who was watching him, Father, and all the emotions that she's probably going through, experiencing that, Father. Lord, I pray that you would minister to her in a special way, Jesus. Lord, that you would be with Crystal in the hospital right now, Father. We don't know which hospital she's in, but Lord, we ask that your presence would move in, Heavenly Father, and just continue to dwell with her if you haven't already been there. Lord, please dispatch your angels to minister as well to baby Noba. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that the enemy who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy was not successful that day, Lord, that you blocked the assignment on that child's life in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for his life. And Jesus, we pray that he would not have brain damage, Lord, that his limbs would move as they're supposed to move, that his cognitive function, that, Lord, whatever needs to happen inside of his brain and the neurobiology, Jesus, and healing, whatever needs to happen, Father, we're asking you, please, mighty King, Lord, would you work a miracle here today? Would you reverse that diagnosis in the name of Jesus? Lord, we don't know your outcome, and I can't tell you what to do, but I believe in a King who desires to give his children good gifts. Father, that you are a healer, that you're almighty physician, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you can provide whatever this family needs in this time, Jesus. We pray not only that he would come into fullness of life, Father, and be able to function fully, but Lord, that he would be a mighty testimony on to glorify your name, Lord, that you would raise this child up in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and that he would proclaim your goodness to the entire world. Heavenly Father, there is a reason the enemy comes against our children. But Father, I praise you that you are a Father who protects. And Lord, we don't always understand what happens. But Jesus, we know you. And so I pray that Crystal would get as close as she possibly could to you, Jesus, that while she's processing this and while she's going through the pain and the confusion and, Father, the sadness and the heartbreak of what's happening right now, that she would continue to praise your holy name, because right in the midst of it, Father, you are working and you are moving on behalf of this family. Lord, strengthen Crystal during this time. Encourage her, Father. I pray, Lord, that you would uphold her, Jesus, and in the times when there aren't any words and when there's nothing but tears and concern for her beautiful child, Father, I pray that you would let her know that you are right next to her. Father, that you weep with her and that you rejoice with her, the small victories and the big victories, Heavenly Father. Jesus, have your way, Lord. We surrender Noba and his life to you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Crystal, please be encouraged. Would you continue to call us and let us know how things are going? And we would love to continue to pray with you during this time. And also, if you just want to reach out during the week, we're on Facebook too. If you happen to have a moment, I'm sure you're very busy with what's going on right now. But we just really want to be a form of support. Okay?
I could send a picture too.
Please do. Would that be okay if maybe next week we updated the community and had a picture to share?
Yes.
Wonderful. Definitely. Please do. Send us a picture. You can find us at Let's Pray Live. and then just shoot us a photo, and then we'll work the rest out. We'll just stay in communication and pray with you throughout the week, okay?
Thank you.
Praise God.
I needed that. Thank you so much.
It's an honor. Jesus, we just don't even know. We're just so excited to be able to journey with you through anything at all right now. We're so grateful that he's alive.
Thank you.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you so much.
We'll talk soon.
Amen. Wow.
Amen. Well, we still have Wilbert to circle back to and to pray for as well. Yeah. But listen, and for Chad, my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
So I know that I believe you have another phone call.
Sure. Uh-huh.
You do. Can I say hi to some folks in social media?
Let's talk to them.
Friends, listen, I'm so excited about this list of folks that have written in on social media. Mario, we want to say hi to Cheryl. She's our faithful gal pal from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Wow.
Every week I try to say that properly. From Rio is saying, praise God forever. Thanks for Let's Pray. We're grateful that you're a part of this community, Rio. Marisol is watching from New Jersey. Good evening, everyone. Melissa's watching from Zimbabwe. Praise God. What a wonderful global community. New Jersey, our good friend Barbara. Annika or Onika is watching from Antigua. Praise Jesus for you. Hi, Antigua. We love you guys. Mississippi is in the house with Fanny. And then we've also got our friend Elizabeth. Good to hear from you, Elizabeth. She says, Father, we give you all. Help our unbelief in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Melva, good night, Mario and season, she says. And then we've got our friend Ricardo in Jamaica. And then, yes, okay, so we've said hi to everybody. So we'll hit these requests here in a few moments, but we just wanted to say hi to our global praying community. How's it going, guys?
Amen. Listen, we have, we're going to our phone lines. We have someone calling from Georgia. Marvin, how can we pray a praise with you? Thanks for holding on, brother.
My name is Melvin.
Melvin, I'm so sorry.
Well, that's all right. That's okay. My son, Mark, and his girlfriend, Jennifer, tested positive for COVID-19.
Okay.
And they need prayer. They need, as well as for the health, they need prayer for the spiritual journey back to the Lord.
Okay. Melvin, is this your first time calling
in? No, this is about my third time.
Okay. I'm so sorry. You know, I just, kind of a new name to me, and I just wanted to make sure. So thank you so much for being a part of our community.
Welcome back, Melvin.
Season said, welcome back, Melvin. I love it. And so, yes, so we're going to lift up your son, Mark, his girlfriend, Jennifer, with COVID. Are they doing okay so far?
Well, so far, I talked to him day before yesterday, and he said that he feels fine, but they won't let him go back to work, and he just, you know, just waiting.
Yeah.
14-day
quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of quit going to church, you know, with Seventh Day Adventist, and his girlfriend's not Adventist, but, you know, she believes in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them need spiritual
prayer. You know what? We're certainly going to lift both of them up, Melvin. And I'll tell you, the Lord has a funny way of revealing himself. And so we're not counting him out of their journey. Even though they may have strayed away, he knows where they're at. And so we're going to talk to the Lord on their behalf tonight for him to do some special things as they're being healed from COVID-19, that maybe they'll see him in a different way that they've ever seen him before. And so thank you so much for calling on behalf of your family, and we're going to lift them up tonight. So good to hear from you.
I appreciate it.
No problem, brother. Take care.
Amen. Amen. So we have a couple of folks to pray for. We'll have one more call, then we'll stop for prayer. What do you think?
Sure.
We're going to go to our friend Belle in South Carolina. Belle, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray or maybe praise God with you today?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all. I'm calling to give a praise.
Yes.
Because I had prayer with you all, and I was getting ready to, I wanted to have a knee surgery, but they had canceled it.
Yeah.
But then they did it in July. I'm 88 years old, and they did the surgery in July,
yes,
the 14th.
Ma'am.
Okay. Hey, that's
and,
my anniversary.
I'm still recuperating from it, but I want to give a praise team to how God allowed the doctors at my age, and they said it was perfect. Not perfect, but very good.
Very good. Praise
and
Jesus.
I just wanted to let you all know that God is still in control, and ask you all to please pray that I can bear the pain when I'm going through the physical therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I wanted to let you know that.
How is your therapy going? How is recovery going so far?
So far, it's going pretty good, but it's very painful.
I'm sorry.
You know, and and I still have the healing is still not complete yet because I just had it done in July.
Just about 6 weeks ago, give
about
or take.
6 weeks ago, right? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so knee surgery is no joke. I've had multiple family members who have had knee replacements. I had a grandmother who did a double knee replacement at the same time. And
wow.
I'll tell you what, it's the physical therapy out of every single one of them have said is the hardest, most painful part. So I praise God for his courage and bravery that he's given you to go through the physical therapy. And we pray that you'd get some relief soon. 6 weeks. I'm hoping for some relief soon, Miss Bell.
Yeah, because they want to give me narcotic, and I don't want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's just, you know, I've been bearing it so far, and I'm doing good. And they said it's about 100% now, and it should be 110.
Okay.
So that's, you know, God is good. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, he's good.
So good. I love your spirit. Praise God. For his character and joy in your life right in the midst of all of this. I'm hoping that the rest of our community is picking up on what I'm hearing and that it's an encouragement to them as well. Belle, Miss Belle, 88 years old, just absolutely encouraging.
I'm 89 now.
You're 89 now? When was your birthday? Okay, you don't have to tell us.
August the 1st.
Happy birthday, August.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Happy birthday. Praise God. So we're going to be lifting you up here in just a moment. And
okay.
We'd love
Thank
to hear
you.
Back from you, Miss Bell. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Did you have Bell when she called?
I believe so.
I think you might have had Miss Bell.
Yeah. This is good to hear that she's recovering.
Amen. Yeah. You guys, we just want to be a part of whatever the Lord is doing and just want to let you know that it really is a place where you don't have to pray alone.
That's right.
We don't have the power.
No.
But you know what? We have community. Amen.
That's right.
Let's do this. So, Mario, would you mind starting?
Sure. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are grateful for Melvin, who's called in, just been with our family for a while. And just concerned about his son, Mark, and his son's girlfriend, Jennifer, who have both contracted COVID-19. Mm. They have a little ways to go in their quarantining and the assessments taking place on their condition. But Lord, we believe, and I believe that Melvin also recognizes this as a unique opportunity for you to be able to reveal yourself in the midst of this. Now, they may be young and are buoyant, and maybe they're not experiencing too much from their symptoms. But Lord, you don't really, you work in mysterious ways. And so we're just asking God that you would indeed show yourself strong in this process. May there be some intricate detail or customization within their journey with this COVID-19, that they would see you differently, regardless of what has been their experience in the past, Lord. We're just asking that you would truly reveal yourself, because you are life, you are truth. And Lord, I just pray, he said that Jennifer believes in you. There's something there, God. And so we ask that you would take that seed and that you would grow it, and that they would bear fruit from their circumstance, Lord, and that you would keep them safe, that they would be able to navigate through this and come out on the other side healthy and able to talk about how they saw you in the midst of it and how you healed them. Thank you for Brother Melvin. And we ask, Lord, that as a father, that he is able to be strengthened and that he is encouraged as he watches his children and prays for them and intercedes. Bless him, Lord. with his unspoken requests as well. And we thank you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I'd like to continue this prayer, and I just praise you that Mario and I get to sit together. Father, distant as needed, but Father, in the same room, Lord, I praise you for his ministry, Lord, for the wisdom that is from you, Jesus, from the prayers that are from you, Father. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless and keep him and his family. And Jesus, Lord, this entire community during this time, Father, we need you. Your word says in Psalms that the Lord gives sight to the blind, lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. Heavenly Father, we pray that that would be the case today, that your healing hand would be over this community, Father, and especially on behalf of Lena, who has swelling in her foot, Father. Lord, Wilbert is asking for relief for his friend. And Jesus, we thank you for our friend Wilbert. Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless and keep him, draw him closer to you and in relationship, Father, in a way that is a deeper sense of intimacy between the two of you, Jesus, than he's yet experienced, Lord. Heavenly Father, he's asked for prayer for the children in the schools, and I want to add the parents and the teachers to that as well, and the administrators while they're making decisions for the based around the education of our kids that involve their health and wellness as well. Heavenly Father, Lord, give them wisdom and discernment in the mighty name of Jesus, state by state. And Heavenly Father, protect the children. We pray that you would keep sickness away from them in the name of Jesus, that they would be able to get some socialization and some enjoyment, Father, whether it be in classes or whether it be at home and in safe areas with other children or just with mom and dad. Lord, whatever it is, you know what they need, and you will provide what they need during this time, Father, even though things are different. And we thank you for that, Lord. And Jesus, we pray for Belle, 89 years old now, Jesus. Happy birthday, Lord. Thank you. We are grateful that she is alive and that she was born and that you knit her together. And Lord, we thank you for a safe recovery and a safe way through the surgery for her knee. And Father, we ask that you would help to relieve that pain, but that you would give her fortitude to continue, Jesus, so that she would have the mobility that she's supposed to have with that knee. And we thank you, Father. And Lord, I'd like to lift up my brother-in-law, Chad, and his wife, Gretel, and my nephews and my niece, Samuel, Malachi, and Zara. Heavenly Father, please be with them. Put a hedge of protection around them, Lord. Move the fire away from them. And of course, anybody else in the area. Jesus, I pray that it would only burn a small area, that somehow, Father, you would put that fire out, or that you would bring the help that is needed. Jesus, we're asking for a best case scenario, but we surrender to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you will keep them regardless. And Jesus, I thank you for them, and I pray that you would bind them together in your love. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Yeah. Well, we're going to head right back to the phone lines. We have Miss Janice calling from the beautiful island of Antigua. How are you, and how can we pray or praise with you today?
Good evening to Mario.
Good evening.
You know, there's so many persons in dire need of awesome prayers. And I was calling to ask for sincere prayers for you and Susan, because every week, both of you extend prayers in so many different spheres. You've covered everybody. And just as I listened to Susan praying a few minutes ago, she covered all the circles that I was calling to pray about. I was calling to pray about families. I was calling to pray about our teachers, our schools reopening.
Yes.
I was calling to talk about homes and families and finances and all that.
Yes.
And she covered everything. What an awesome God we do have, that
yes.
He knows the minds of his children even before we speak the word.
Amen.
What an honor.
Amen.
And you know, God knows our hearts. As he says, he knows the secret parts of our hearts. And I thought of calling and saying, hear these two people every week. They lift up persons in prayer. They hear their petitions. They put their petitions to God, and we partner with other persons who
yes.
are praying, those who do not call in, those who are just listening, those who are viewing. And as it says, where it comes two or three gathered together, God will hear our prayers. And all those prayers that Susan just spoke about, that is what I was calling for. But more so, that our prayer partners will continue to pray that God will continue to bless you and Susan.
Thank you.
Given the spiritual tool that every week you come out with scriptures, and the scripture that you are quoting in Jeremiah for this week, what an awesome and wonderful God. I just want to thank God for both of you.
Listen, Miss.
I just want to thank God for both of you, your families, your wives, your children. I just want to thank God for all of us.
Praise
God.
But
for the wonderful work that you both are doing. I continue and pray that God will give you the strength as I look forward every week to listen to this wonderful prayer partnership.
Well, Miss Janice, you have filled our cup, and poor Susan is trying to hold back tears. But we needed that, Miss Janice, and our good friend Russ put the camera right on her. I love it. I love it. But listen, that is so encouraging. Miss Janice, we only have a few minutes. I'm just going to ask something unique. Would you just take a moment, just a minute, and pray for us, since you called to pray for us? We need it. Listen, I'm going to be closing on a home soon. Susan has, is there a particular request that you may have, Susan?
You know, just safety for our family. My husband has an unpopular job.
Yes.
And he loves his community, mm-hmm. and I just don't know that that's being represented very well right now.
Yes.
So we could really use some prayer, please.
Miss Janice, if you could just, we don't have very long, but if you could just take one minute and pray for us, that would be
Eternal God and Heavenly Father, I just want to lift Susan Mario before your throne of grace this evening. Father God, I ask, oh God, that you continue to bless them. Father God, I ask that you build a hedge around them, surround them with your precious blood. And Father God, as they go forth, we ask that they go forth with you at the hem of their garment, that you may lead and they will follow.
Yes, God.
And direct their paths. In Jesus' name we pray. Father God, we continue to ask that you touch their families.
Yes.
We ask that you touch their families from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet.
Yes,
continue to provide for them. Continue to give them their daily supply of needs. Because Father God, you say, you will never leave us comfortless. And we lean on this everlasting word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Miss Janice, go ahead.
I just want to continue in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you. Please bless this sister. But Father, what dropped into my heart while she was praying is to take that prayer for us and move it straight towards our community in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
For each one of us, thank you for our dear sister in Christ, Lord, who you've obviously spoken to, Jesus. Mario and I needed the prayer, but Father, could you please apply that prayer to our entire community in the name of Jesus, Lord? We need you. We need to come together, Father. We need to love on one another. We need to adhere to your word, Jesus, and to follow you and to walk in your ways and to pray for wisdom and to humble ourselves, Father, and our hearts, Jesus, before you. Lord, we surrender ourselves to you.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask that you would bless and encourage our dear sister in Christ in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Hallelujah.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
I didn't know I needed to be prayed for.
I'll tell you. Jesus says so. Friends, we have one more call on the line. We're going to North Carolina, our good friend Perry. Perry, welcome back. How are we doing today?
Hey, oh, I'm doing okay. Yourself?
Goodness. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, Perry.
I know that's right.
Amen.
I know that's right.
How can we pray for you today, sir?
Well, I am calling for prayer for my mom.
Okay, Dorothy.
Has been dealing with digestive problems again, constipation a lot all day today.
Oh, she's just having a tough time, huh?
And she's been in bed all day today almost, up and down. And just wanting prayer that God will touch that area of her stomach.
Sure.
Give her relief and that she will be healed of dementia as well. And my aunt, Flo, she's not feeling well herself. I'm not sure what's going on with her. She's a diabetic. I do know that. She lives in California.
All right, I'm writing that down.
My mom, yeah, it's just her and my mom that are still living out of 12 brothers and sisters. So they just have each other now. And but just wanting prayer for those two and that God will heal and restore and set free.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise God that you're there, that you can see and that the Lord is giving you things to pray for. Praise God. Praise God, Perry.
And also my,
how's
also
your
my
relationship?
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost. Yeah. My me and Madison, we're just as tight as ever.
Praise
and
God.
And we're
two
talking
peas
about
in a pod,
marriage.
Huh?
Yeah. We're on fire. I'm telling you, God is good.
Praise
God is. I mean, words can't express how I feel.
Yeah. That's all I can think right now is just that uplifting, that upwelling of joy that's going on right now. I'm just so grateful. We are both so grateful, aren't we, Mario?
That's right. That's right.
Perry, we're going to lift up your Aunt Flo, her diabetes, whatever's going on with her. The Father knows, as well as Miss Dorothy. I'm sorry to hear that she's having such a hard time and that she's having some discomfort.
Yeah.
We pray that the Lord would give her peace during this time,
yes.
Especially with what she's going through with dementia.
Well, thanks so much, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thanks
great
so
to
much.
Hear your
and
voice.
I keep y'all guys in my prayers as well.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that very much.
Okay. Sure. No problem.
Yay, Perry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Susan, I know we have some more individuals on social media if we want to check them out.
Yes. It takes a second for this page
no
to
problem.
Come up on this iPad. Oh, yeah. Nope. The iPad died. We're swapping friends. Don't be mad at me.
And
I'm going to go over to pictures.
That's right. Listen, and we still have a little bit more time left. 877-7 Let's Pray. We've heard spirited requests and praise reports from individuals who have just tuned in for the first time. And maybe, once again, you know of someone who needs a community. They feel alone. Maybe they're going through maybe one of the worst times in their lives right now, and they don't have family or friends. Let somebody know about Let's Pray. We're over here crying and celebrating with you. We're being prayed for. I mean, it feels like family.
It just really does.
Yeah.
I wish we were all in our front rooms together as a family, just hanging out, praising God, laughing, crying. Because isn't life a mixed bag of tricks? I mean, isn't it just, it's the joy and the sorrow together, you know?
Is.
And we just pray that it's building intimacy and that you really are feeling that you are in a place where you don't have to pray alone. It's not just something we say. We really feel this. So I want to lift up our friend Marie writing in on Facebook. She says, please pray for Javon. He was shot recently and needs facial surgery as well as financial blessing to get through this period. Watching from New Jersey. Thank you for letting us know where you're watching from. We're going to be lifting up Javon, J-A-H-V-O-N.
Okay.
And then we've also got our friend Fanny says, please pray for my nephew. His mother signed him up in a behavioral health place and pray that he will obey his parents and live doing what God says to do.
Mm-hmm.
Could I add in my nephew, Micah, prayer family? He's been struggling through addiction for a long time now. Has a daughter. Things have not been going well. And we believe that he might be just about to the end of himself and ready to find Jesus once again. And so that's our prayer along with you, Miss Fanny. We're going to be lifting up your nephew dealing with behavioral health and that he will come to Jesus. Rachel says, pray for my son, Glenn. He needs a pacemaker. Yes, ma'am. Miss Rachel will be praying for Glenn and his pacemaker. Ricardo, our friend watching in Jamaica, says, please pray for the people to surrender their lives to the Lord in baptism and accept the belief, yes, his relationship with us. There really is an urgency right now for us to love one another. It is his loving kindness that draws us into repentance. Amen.
Amen.
So that we could love our community and the people around us and our neighbors and draw them to the sweetness that is our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Olive says, hello, my Let's Pray family. I so look forward to Wednesday to fellowship with this wonderful group of people and my favorite host, Susan and Mario. Listen, I'll tell you, there's a sunflower right there. I love sunflowers. So praise God, Miss Olive. It's an honor, and we just give all glory to our King. It is it's a miracle that we get to sit here. It's a miracle that I'm alive and I'm sober, and Mario's had his own journey to being here. So we're grateful to be a part of this with you all. Lori, one more. Please pray for our friend Scott. He's fighting the virus, coronavirus, in the hospital, and it's looking bleak. He's on a ventilator and fighting for his life without his family by his side. Oh, Lord, that you would be next to him in the name of Jesus, yeah. Father, that he would not feel alone. Oh, Jesus, man. Lord, thank you and thank our loving Redeemer. And I want to say hi to Margaret. We see your request, and Fatima, as well as our friends. I took a snapshot of a couple of more. I knew my iPad might lose power. Our friend Layla, another from Annika, from Katricia. Katricia, good to hear from you. She says, praise God for the prayers he will answer. We prayed for Katricia last week. Mm-hmm. Thy will be done, Lord. Tamara, Ruth, and Grace, and Marlene, we see your requests, family, and just want you to know that we're lifting you guys up here in just a moment, okay?
Amen. Yeah, I think we can go ahead and pray
for
them now, if that's okay.
Amen.
I will lift up Javon and Micah, your nephew Micah, and I'll kind of just allow you to pray for whatever I don't cover.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Go for it.
All right. Let's pray, family.
Jesus.
Dear Lord, we are so grateful for just you having heaven open to us to call on your name and to lift up the names of your children. Lord, we're concerned about Javon, who has been shot, Lord, and is just in recovery. There's so much problem, so much detail in that situation that we don't have, God. But even if we did have detail, we couldn't do anything about it. But we're lifting your son, Javon, up in the name of Jesus. And we just ask, God, you've spared him. He is alive as a result of being shot. So, Lord, there is a plan that you have. Lord, recovery may be longer than expected, but it is taking place in the name of Jesus. And we claim full recovery in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he would be able to tell his story and that he would see you in the midst of his recovery. Lord, we ask that you would just bless his family and those who are taking care of him with the fortitude, the courage, and the wisdom to pace themselves through this process. And we thank you for attending to them as they are attending to him. Thank you so much, God. And then we just want to lift up Micah, Season's nephew, who has been struggling with addiction. Lord, I don't know that I'm qualified to pray a prayer dealing with someone struggling with addiction, but she says that she feels he's coming to the end of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, may that be the case in the name of Jesus. May he receive no rest until he comes to the one who has the answers, the healing. May he not receive any gratification from his next high or from his next drink or from his next interaction with those who would not lift him to higher heights in you, God. And may he truly come to the end of himself so that he would see you standing there.
Yes, Lord.
With open arms and no condemnation and no shame in the name of Jesus, and that he may walk into a newness of life in the name of Jesus, we pray. We ask, Lord, that you rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus from his situation so that he would be able to get a glimpse of you long enough, just like the demoniac in the Gadarenes, that he would come to himself and see you and be clothed in his right mind,
in
your presence, God. And we thank you that his ladder will be greater than anything before it in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we pray for Miss Fanny, whose nephew is in, I believe, a behavioral health facility dealing with some form of just mental illness or mental distress. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would pour yourself over his mind, that you would guard his mind through Christ Jesus, that he would come to an awareness of you if he needs it. From whence cometh his help? His help comes from the Lord. We claim that in the name of Jesus, that he too would be clothed in his right mind, God. We thank you so much. And then for Olive. We just thank you so much that she's grateful to have this community, and we are grateful to have her a part of our family. She looks forward to Let's Pray every Wednesday. We shout her out with brother and sisterly love, and we ask that you would speak into the places of her heart that she has not even had the words to utter, God. Whatever's going on in her life now, God, we ask that you would minister to her and that you would give her assurance that you're on it, that you're going to take care of it, and that she's going to come out more than a conqueror in Jesus' name. And then for Scott, who is now on a ventilator, God, fighting for his life, Lord, we call on the Lord, the God who called Lazarus from the dead, who spoke into a girl's life that was dead on her bed, and she rose up. Lord, meet him there. And we ask, Lord, that you would heal him in the name of Jesus. We call out Scott in the name of Jesus, that you would be with him. Thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, thank you for the prayers already spoken, Jesus. And I thank you that you heard every one of our social media requests, Heavenly Father, Lord, from Lori and Margaret and Olive and Ricardo and Rachel, Jesus, Lord, for Glenn and his pacemaker. Lord, please be in that scenario, in that situation. And Father, on behalf of Perry's mother, Dorothy, she's having a hard time digesting, Jesus. We ask that you would help things to return to normal, that you would bring calm and regularity to her body, and that you would encourage her and surround her with your peace during this struggle with dementia that she is facing, as well as Aunt Flo, her diabetes, and Perry's relationship with Madison. Lord, we praise you and pray that you would protect that relationship, Father, and continue to bind them together in your love, Jesus, and to do things your way, Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Let's pray, family. With just moments left with the rest of the program, we wanted to talk to you about our promise of the day. You can find it in Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. And it says, "For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for," Mario?
A lifetime.
A lifetime.
Amen.
"Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy cometh," that's the King James, "cometh in the morning."
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just so grateful. I love that idea, because sometimes when struggles are occurring in our lives and we feel like maybe his favor has left us,
mm-hmm.
well, the psalmist tells us otherwise,
yeah.
That his favor is there for a lifetime.
Oh, man, I'm so grateful for that. I think of my son. I can't be mad at him forever. and if I can't be mad at my son forever and don't want to be, then how much more is God looking for reconciliation, looking to redeem, like we talked about today, and to bestow his favor on us. Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the king. He was enslaved, so to speak.
Yes, and possibly yet, even a eunuch.
Yeah, right. And yet he had the favor of God, and he extends the same to all those who choose to believe. And so we're grateful to God for that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, friend. Well, listen, we want to say thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Pray. And we've also got Facebook Live during the week for this powerful time of prayer. We can continue this prayer time during the week. And friends, we want you to know that we'll be here with you next week at the same time, and that Let's Pray really is the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.